the best wide receivers of all times. I don't think ran a 4.4. You know, so I mean, you know, it's different than running a 40 and running a football route. You know, you have to know how to play the game, and you know, you can't play it at a full pace all the time. You know, like you're running a 40 with your head down. You know, you have to be a student of the game. You know, not just a track guy. You know, it's really self-explanatory. You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, anybody would rather take a great football player than a guy that runs a 4.1 and can't catch.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle Draft Special, the 22nd pick in the NFL Draft. Coming up a little bit later on tonight, everyone very excited about it. Everyone thinking wide receiver. You just heard DeAndre Hopkins would probably love to have somebody on the other side helping him out.
Yeah, and he's got Jalen Strong already, who I think is a good wide receiver. Cecil Shorts is back with the team, Patty. But adding more firepower seems like a likelihood at some point in the draft, if not the first round. And this offseason, our crew has been out covering the combine and pro days. And one of the guys they caught up with is Corey Coleman at Baylor Pro Day.
Well, one of the guys everyone came to see today, wide receiver Corey Coleman, you put on a show. What'd you think about what you did?
I thought I did decent, you know, really for the first time doing everything. Thought I put on a pretty good show, can get better.
Not too many people in the world can run in the 4.3s, and you say you did decently.
Yeah, you know, first time really running since I had surgery. So, you know, I thought I did decent.
Is that one of the toughest things about this entire process postseason? I mean, you're not playing football. You're not doing football things, really. Do you wish you could just kind of rely on and stand on what you did on the field?
Sometimes, but, you know, it's improvement for getting better. This is great. You get to come out here, compete, try to beat your PRs and stuff, get to, you know, be out here with all the coaches, and not a better feeling than this.
So you're talking with Bill O'Brien and the Texans. What sort of impressions do you have of him and that whole organization?
You know, I love the organization, great coaches. Like you said, Bill O'Brien, great coach. And it's just a blessing to be out here and have him coach me up, tell him stuff I'm doing wrong, stuff I'm doing right, and just learning.
Yeah, that's one of the key things. DeAndre Hopkins, when we mic'd him up at the Pro Bowl, he was peppering everybody you came in contact with questions. Sounds like you're cut from the same cloth, huh?
Yes, sir.
What do you think about DeAndre Hopkins?
I think he's a beast, you know, fantastic, great player, and great individual, too.
All right, what's next for you?
You know, I got private workouts, got some visits, trying to, you know, kill them and, you know, be ready in April, at the end of April for the draft.
All right, best of luck, Corey Coleman. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, sir.
Corey Coleman is hard not to like, Pat. He's fast, catches the ball well. He's from Baylor, as John McClain would say, and let's hope he's there if they want him at 22.
Well, let's hear what the general thinks about Corey Coleman, as well as what both of our experts think about the rest of the wide receiver class.
They wanted to get faster. They got Lamar Miller at running back. They want a receiver with speed. And the one I want him to take is Corey Coleman of Baylor, who also can return kicks and punts. If they could get a receiver who can return kicks and punts, that would be gravy, because we all know that was a weakness. They would like to have a difference maker who can help their field position, and they've yet to find that. And maybe they have to do it in the low round with a receiver or a running back, but ideally it would be in the first round.
Plays a lot bigger than his size. When you stand next to him, you realize he's not a big guy. He's 5'10", 180 if he's lucky, but he can fly. And anything outside the numbers, he can dominate. And that means quick screens, catch and run. He can make people miss. He is a dominant receiver outside the numbers. But as we know, to be that top flight receiver, to be the guy that Corey Coleman emulates, Antonio Brown, he's got to dominate the entire 53 yards of the field. And that's what he's got to prove he can do. If he can do that, if he can start catching the ball, going across the middle and do that a little bit better than he did at Baylor, it's not something he was asked to do a lot. I think that's the biggest thing. He's raw with probably 40 to 50% of the route tree. He's only done stuff really outside the numbers, outside the hashes. He really didn't have to do a lot going inside. If he can prove to do that, I think he's a great pick at number 22. Oh, but he can fly down the field. And with a nearly 41-inch vertical jump, he can play at a 6'3 or a 6'4 type wide receiver down the field, making 50-50 catches, contested ball catches against defensive backs. We saw him do it at Baylor numerous times. He's acrobatic down the field. And that's something I don't think this team has, that speed to get down the field and the ability to make the play once he gets there.
I personally don't think Baylor receiver Corey Coleman will be there at 22. Once he ran in the 4.3s at Baylor's Pro Day, and he's improved every year. He's a touchdown machine, explosive. It wouldn't surprise me If a guy they want is not there, and they took another defensive player in the first round, addressed receiver in the second.
How many plays have the Texans made over the last, I don't know, 5 to 7 years down the field? DeAndre's made a few, maybe a couple here with Nate Washington. Will Fuller made those in spades. Game-winning catch at Virginia, deep down the left sideline. Game-winning catch at Temple, deep down the right sideline. That's where he wins, which is ironic because in 2014, when I wrote up his scouting report, he was a catch and run. He was catch a screen, make something happen. Well, all of a sudden, 2015, he came back and the deep ball became his friend. So he's got a way he can hurt you as a catch and run wide receiver with screens, short slants, turn and run, or he can hurt you down the field. Now, one thing he doesn't have is he doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins type hands. If he did, you'd be talking about Will Fuller as a top five pick without question. He doesn't have those kind of hands. Now, some people say he has bad hands. I disagree. He just doesn't have the hands of DeAndre Hopkins. Sometimes he body catches when he's not totally comfortable. But this guy's an athlete. At 4.32, the second fastest 40 time at the NFL Combine, he can get it and go. He's the kind of element that you put in fifth gear, outside the numbers, that guy can make some plays for you. And what I also love about him is he's made him at clutch times, too. Those two game winners against Virginia and Temple, when Notre Dame needed a clutch play last year, Will Fuller was the guy that made it almost 100% of the time. I've seen some mock drafters put Josh Doctson to the Texans. 41-inch vertical at 6'2". So down in the red zone, I don't know that I saw a receiver down in the red zone that could go up and get it, no matter the coverage, no matter the area of the red zone, better than Josh Doctson. And the only other guy that I saw that did in 2015 was actually playing the NFL, and he plays here with Houston Texans and DeAndre Hopkins. You throw it in the area code, Josh Doctson's going to catch it. Now, he doesn't fly like Will Fuller and Corey Coleman. He's only a 4'5", 40 guy. Does that give you some pause? And then you think, is he like Jalen Strong? Do we already have Josh Doctson in some sense in Jalen Strong? So is there repetition with bringing Doctson here? So if you're going to add a wide receiver, I think you've got to add a guy that has a different element than what you have. And with DeAndre Hopkins, Jalen Strong, you know what you have. With Will Fuller and Corey Coleman, you've got a fifth gear that you don't have. So that's why I would think adding those guys makes more sense than Josh Doctson or even Laquan Treadwell.
Is my John McClain impression any good, Patty?
Oh, it is spot on, Mark. Spot on.
See, you know who it is.
All right, we've taken our time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll talk not only about who the Houston Texans are taking, but perhaps what it looks like for the rest of the AFC South. Stay with us.